Pleased to be joined by telephone this morning from Atlanta at the Final Four, Darren Boatwright, Marshall County native, who is the Associate Athletic Director at Wichita State, as Wichita State gets ready to take on Louisville in the first game of the national semifinal round of the NCAA tournament. Darren, good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate you reaching out. It's fun to see where the fingers of this experience end up leading to, and I'm sure glad one of them led back home.
Well, it's good to hear from Darren and catch up with him a little bit. He's had such a marvelous career in coaching and in athletic administration, and you've been at Wichita State for how long now?
This is finishing my third year.
Third year, and you were, of course, at Alabama before that, right?
That's right, with a stint at Murray State in administration there in between the two.
Darren Boatwright, I guess you're what I'm trying to remember now. My memory fails me sometimes, but what, a 93 graduate of Marshall County?
You're right on target. You can go home and ask your wife, and you get the same year.
Basketball and baseball. You played basketball and baseball, standout in both sports at Marshall County High School. I guess you played for Kirk Childs in basketball and Don Bach in baseball, or was Jim Shelton still coaching?
Well, I played for both Coach Shelton and Bach the last 2 years. I played for Coach Bach. I didn't ever have the talent that caught the eye of Shelton, so I had calluses on my rear end when he was coaching.
But you were a member, I guess, of the first regional championship team at Marshall County, weren't you?
I was. It's interesting.
In baseball,
you know, yeah, it's interesting. You know, when you go back, people so much remember the great basketball teams at Marshall County and the tradition that we've had there. But probably my best sport was baseball, and I got to pitch alongside with Scott Chambers, and we just had a fantastic team our junior and senior year, and set some records that have since been broken, and we're happy they've been broken, but it means a lot to me to be a part of that first regional baseball championship team in 93 and to really put that baseball program on the map. Then it's kept the momentum going since.
Darren Boatwright is our guest. He's Associate Athletic Director at Wichita State, Marshall County native, a graduate of Marshall County High School, standout athlete at Marshall County back in the early 90s. Darren, I want you to tell the folks, and I'm sure a lot of people know this story, but kind of talk about how you got into coaching. You started out helping at Murray State, Coach Mark Gottfried, and then that kind of worked its way into a career in athletic administration. Talk to us about how all of that got started.
Well, you know, I was a student at Murray State, and I was actually a seventh grade basketball coach at Benton Middle School, and Kenneth Shadowin and Terry Powell gave me the opportunity to that what we all refer to, including myself, as my first coaching job. I was a seventh grade coach. I was assistant to Vince Doom there with the eighth grade team, and started there at Benton Middle School, where I had attended as Benton Junior High, and that was in 1994-95. And after 1 year, I had an opportunity to join Coach Gottfried at Murray State, which was his first year. He was following a national championship with UCLA in the spring of 95 when he was asked to be the head coach at Murray State. So we got on board with him from pretty close to day one, and you know, had three fantastic years as I was finishing my undergraduate education at Murray State, and just made a great decision for me to go to Murray State. That's a great institution, and I'm proud to be from there. And Mark gave me some opportunities to be a part of his staff, and then the timing worked out perfectly for me to go to Alabama with him and join his staff there, and was able to get a master's degree at Alabama and stayed on the coaching staff with him there for 7 years, and just kind of felt like that what I really enjoyed was the administrative aspect of it and being a part of the kids' lives off the floor and trying to help make a difference with them academically and socially and spending more time with them in that way than I was doing on the court. I enjoyed that. We had a lot of success with it, but I felt like that my best shot to have a long-term career in the college athletic field was to move to administration, and it's been a good ride there so far as well. So this is culminating in something really special here at Wichita State, and had some success along the way at administration with Murray State, and going to work with Alan Ward there in his first summer as athletic director, and we kind of inherited a mess there at Murray State, and through Alan's leadership and the support of Randy Dunn, we were able to get that ship turned around, and I know they're really thriving now, and means a lot to me to see my alma mater doing well, and I still keep up with the Marshals too, and the Lady Marshals, and I know the boys' team didn't finish quite like they wanted to this year, but it was good to see the girls back in the Sweet 16.
You obviously know Coach Steve Prohm at Murray State and got to work with him. Was there ever any doubt in your mind that he would be a great head coach when he got the opportunity?
No, Steve does a fantastic job. He's very passionate about what he does. He's a small-town guy. He's worked for everything he's ever received. You know, he's a mold of Bill Kennedy with a little more personality, and he has been with Billy a long time before getting this opportunity at Murray. And it's good to see those guys have success. I've known Steve since 1998, when I got to Alabama, he and I were competing for the same job. And I won out that day, but somehow he has a few more figures in his paycheck than I do.
Darren Bowright is our guest, Marshall County native, associate athletic director at Wichita State. Wichita State taking on Louisville in the first game of the national semifinals in the NCAA tournament. Darren, you said it was your third year at Wichita State. Give us an idea of, and I know the title is pretty broad when you say associate athletic director. That encompasses a lot of things. Give us an idea of what your main duties are.
I have four areas of responsibility that I work with every day. One is fundraising. Two is marketing. Three is media relations. Four is our ticket operation. And I have the administrative oversight over our men's basketball program. So those are the five areas that I spend the bulk of my time on. Anything that associates with the public, it's the external side of the department. So anything that revolves around people, donations, or advertising and marketing, that all funnels through the folks that I work with every day. And then it's a full-time gig to work with basketball and to keep up with the magnitude of things that we need to be on top of to have the type of success that we have enjoyed these last 3 years here. I told Coach the other day, I said, Coach Marshall, I know you get a lot of credit for this, but since I came to Wichita State, we've won the NIT. We won the first Missouri Valley Championship that we won that we've been a part of in about 15 years, and now we're going to the Final Four. I told him I don't want any credit for that, but I just think it'd be silly to ignore the facts. And he got a kick out of that. But he's done a great job with our basketball program, and I've really enjoyed being in the back seat, just watching the ride.
Well, if your background as a player and as a coach, I know you have some thoughts about the X's and O's and the strategies for this game, Wichita State and Louisville. Give us some of the key points as you see them in this game.
Well, we're fourth nationally in rebounding this year. We led our conference in defensive field goal percentage for the third consecutive year, and those are the two things it takes to win in the NCAA tournament, defense and rebounding. You got to have good guard play, but it all comes down to who can defend and who can rebound. We have veteran guards. We have some youth on our team as well that play the guard position, and they've had a fantastic year. But they've never seen the pressure and what we're going to be facing a little after 5 o'clock tonight in the Georgia Dome against the Louisville Cardinals and Coach Pitino, you know, a guy that you always want to look down the sideline and stare down and see if you can give him your best. But you know he's going to give you his every night, and we look forward to that challenge.
Darren Boatwright is our guest. Darren, I know your time is limited, but I heard one of the national analysts on ESPN radio the other day, and I can't recall who it was, but they were talking about the Final Four, and they said you can't really call Wichita State a Cinderella. They're too good. You can't call them a Cinderella because they're too quality of a team. Would you agree with that assessment?
I do. I do agree with that. This year, there's so much parity in college basketball. We've seen it all year with the revolving door, with the number one ranking all year that got so much attention. And then you have so many schools now that rely on players to come in for just 1 year. And, you know, we have on our team, we have a sixth-year senior, a fifth-year senior, a four-year senior, and a three-year senior. And we have a lot of age and maturity on our team. And I think that is the same can be said across the country, across the landscape of college basketball. That produces so much parity because you have talent, young talent, going against mature knowledge. And anytime that comes together, if it's a night where the talent is not clicking just right, anyone can beat anyone. And you're seeing that in the tournament. I'm not surprised at all that we ended up playing a team like LaSalle in the Sweet 16, or you see Florida Gulf Coast going a little run like they did. I'm not surprised at all because we've seen this coming for years. You know, Kentucky, the way they do things now, they're fighting with fire, and they got burnt this year. Now, that's not to say they won't be right back at the top next year, but I don't think that that's a model that develops consistency in programs. And a lot of programs, Kentucky seems to be the poster child for whatever reason, but a lot of programs are sacrificing themselves to go after the so-called one-and-done guy or the McDonald's High School All-Americans. And you can't blame them because you have to go try to get the best talent you can get. But when talent comes up against hard work and effort, and you add a little maturity with that, you're going to have a chance to win. And that's what we've been able to do. I mean, we've knocked off the number one seed in our region, the number two seed in our region, and with the exception of a little flurry that Ohio State made. You know, Gonzaga was a tough game, but we've been pretty dominant in our wins over Pitt, LaSalle, and for 32 minutes of the game against Ohio State.
So, yeah, really have.
To call us a Cinderella team, I think, is a slap in Cinderella's face. You know, she only found one slipper. You got to win four games to get to where we are, and you don't do that by accident.
Yeah, probably underseeded would be more of an appropriate term.
Yeah,
it?
Probably so. But then again, there's so many that are. I mean, it's just so much parity. You get to a point where we can all identify the top eight or so teams, and you can all identify the bottom 15 or 20 teams. It's those ones in the middle, and all of us have a chance now. I felt like anyone in the Sweet 16 had a chance to make a run and go further than they ever dreamed, and that's what we're doing. And it's just so special, and I hope that these kids understand it. And I know they don't, but I hope one day they do and realize that they are in rare air and rare company as far as college basketball and the history of the game is concerned. I mean, there's not many people that have an opportunity to play in a Final Four, and we have 14 young men that are going to do that here in just a few hours.
Darren Boatwright, our guest. Darren, do you miss I know you obviously are hands-on with the men's basketball team, but do you miss the coaching aspect of things? Do you ever miss that part of your career?
You know, I haven't missed it a day since I decided to quit that part of my career in 2005. I haven't missed it one day. One thing I think that helps that is I have a propensity to hire young people, a young staff around me, and I still feel like I'm coaching, because we're going through new things together and we're trying to figure out how to have success and trying to figure out better ways to do things to make the fan experience better. And to me, that's all coaching. And you're learning something every day from these folks. And I learn from them and they learn from me. And I think because of that and because of the involvement, we have a small staff out here at Wichita State. You know, we don't have football as one of our sports. So our athletic department's about half the size of most. So we have a small staff, and just the ability to work with young folks and to try new things, and it just keeps me happy. I don't have to worry about coaching, and because I feel like I'm around my team every day, and trying to help put them in a position to win, just like we used to from a sideline.
I know the day is coming when we'll be calling Darren Boatwright an athletic director at a major university. And I know you're enjoying your time at Wichita, but at the same time, I know you'd one day like to make that next step, wouldn't you?
Well, I think you know we're all in it to compete against the best, and you know when you get to this level, you have to be very selective, you have to be very lucky, and you have to hope that some of the things you help implement prove to be successful. And I've learned from some really good coaches, I've learned from some really good administrators, and then been put in position to have success because of those that have come after in some cases, and you know, because some things that we have gotten right. But you know, I can't predict that. I'd love to go as far and help as much and as many people be successful as they can, and if that leads one day to sitting in the big chair, that's fine. I've never been one that said I had to be an athletic director or had to be a head coach or so forth, but I hope I get that opportunity one day. You know, if I don't, I'm going to be somewhere and giving everything we can to help every program win, and I think everything will work out just fine.
Do you ever hear from Coach Gottfried? I'm sure you stay in touch with him, don't you?
I do. We talk probably every 2 weeks, something like that, some form or fashion. He'll watch our team play or I'll watch his team play. And I went out to visit him last fall and actually went up to St. Louis a year ago now to watch him play Kansas in the Sweet 16. We had been eliminated the weekend before. But I have a great relationship with Coach, and he's one of the guys that gave me a big chance in this business. And you can never repay that with anything but loyalty and friendship.
Darren Boatwright has been our guest this morning. Darren, we're proud of you and glad things are continuing to go well for you in your career. And look forward to seeing the game and seeing Wichita State and Louisville in that first game in the Final Four this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
It'll be fun. You know, this run through the tournament has been fantastic, but I hated to miss Tater Day last Monday. And, I did go online and look at the pictures, so I could smell the funnel cakes and see the flags waving in my mind.
Well, listen, maybe I don't know how well those things keep, but, maybe we could next year get a little box lunch with a couple of corn dogs and a funnel cake and send that out to you.
Boy, I tell you what.
Does Wichita have anything like a Tater Day? Do they have any event like that?
They don't. We have a summer festival here that's very popular. I go up to the state fair that's just a few miles up the road each summer. That's a lot of fun. And we have ways to enjoy ourselves out here, but it's pretty windy out here, Jeff. I'll just tell you, they tricked me. They didn't tell me how windy it was, and everybody knows how particular I am with my hair. So I don't like getting out in the wind.
I bet you hadn't lost a strand of that hair, have you? It's still and it's still perfectly in place.
It's hard to lose it when you keep it glued to your head.
Is that the secret?
That's the secret.
What I have that's not turning loose is turning gray, they say.
Chrome is dignifying.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Yeah. Darren, always good to talk to you, and thanks for the time. And good luck to Wichita State.
You bet. Thank you. Hello to everybody in Benton. And this is, in a way, I hope that my representation here in the Final Four can be enjoyed by a lot of people more than me. And I hope there's people there in Benton enjoying it with me.
So, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right, Darren. Thanks a lot.